Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. Malcolm Ehud. Malcolm. Beautifully good. Ehud. First day right here. So we had to go to a fast break right there from to after the Shabbat, the Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the After the Sabbath podcast, where we got into the first four, about to complete the fourth Aliyah. So we're coming again with the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading and feeding, the revelation of the Hashem, the divine name, Moshe, the burning bush incident, you know, the scene of the burning bush and the revelation at the burning bush. But here for the first day, the Sunday service, the first day service, Malcolm Ehud, beautifully good first day. And this is what it said from the liturgy of His Majesty. Yes, I, the Kadasi here on the first day on Ehud. Yes, I, Malcolm, good. Malcolm Ehud.
Sos enya. Be'elete hud yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno wada ekaziaviheram lukota yegeba kamitmanana yilayenya yohona fetsmoibel. Sidkin yasara senvetin yakabram so hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer Ekasi Abher. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Yes, I am filling the seven and beginning off here a good and strong new Shabua, new seven right here, new week, sabbatical strong right here, evening psalm. Psalm 24 here for the first day, Sunday.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
dwell therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the sea.
He hath founded it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Shabbat? Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that
and a pure heart.
And your
who hath not lifted up
who
soul
not
into vanity,
up
nor sworn
to
vanity. He hath received the blessing from Jah-Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him from Most High God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I think who?
Emperor Haile Eyes, the last day
I am.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of Glory.
Stop and you oppression, brutalization, discrimination, and abomination. I know. Politicians, the nuclear invention, said they were from Israel.
And do it wrong shall be spunk with ministering. When the Eden have come, your children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
them
burn.
Will never be friends.
Fire
you
burn.
Know why? You know why? Yes. Them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know. Evil are moved with Satan. Righteous trod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. The children have the heart of a lion, I know.
More fire, burning bush fire, 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 yes, fire.
Justice the great, I kill the tyrant.
I'll just get it first.
Now we go in and can't wait till later. Gotta make this money, have no time for the haters. Woo! Do what you do, but don't try out the fire. Ain't no one to blaze the fire.
Woo!
More fire, more fire. More fire, more fire. More fire,
no more fire.
Never
trust. Woo! Them no like we, and we no like them. Them our enemy, we a
and them no turn. Them no like we and we no like them. But tell them, so we not beg no friend to come again. We go no fun deal for a man, them we come again. We go no fun live up by, so them we come again. Again, again, again. Ya go go no, go no, go no, go no, go no. Aladdin for a man, them we come again. Too much him coming and a cast for building, we go go no. Aladdin back by, so them we come again. Too much back by, sing and a cast for building, we go go no. Aladdin with a man, them we go go no.
More fire, more, more fire. More fire, more, more fire. More fire, more, more fire.
Ain't no one to place it higher.
Now we go in and can't wait till later. Gotta make this money, have no time for the haters. Do what you do, but don't try out the fire. Ain't no one to play the tire.
More fire, more, more fire. More fire, more, more fire.
More fire,
more, more fire. More fire, more, more fire. Who no righteous apart from serving the Almighty. Could rally round Jah's throne, rally round the justice sound. Cause that soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
Well, we're here picking up with the fourth Aliyah right here, here, here. Revelation.
Fire hot, indeed. Fire hot, fire hot, fire hot, fire hot, fire hot. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and two innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Rewind and come back, collector.
Hear the full of the false Aliyah, the revelation of the Hashem, the divine name, He who be, we be.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Rabbi. Here for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering here for this Shabbat Shemot. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known in English as Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, the call of Moshe, the call of Moses. The burning bush. Moshe haya ro'eh etas ona yitaroa hotno kohen midian wayayina haga etahas on ahara ha midbar wayayaboa el hara ha elohim Ho-reva. Now, Moses, Moshe, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, to Horeh. Moshe, haya ro'eh. Etas ona yitaroa hotanoa kohena midian. Now Moses, Moshe, was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Moshe haya ro'eh etas on yitaroa hotanoa kohena midian. And he led the flock to the farthest end of the wilderness. Wayayin hagaeta hatzona ahara hamidbar. Hamidbar. To the farthest end of the midbar. Wayaboa il hara elohim horeva. And came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, Wayavo, Il Hara Ha Elohim, Horeva, Horeva, to Horeb, to Horeb,
to Horeb, to Horeb.
And the angel, the Melaach of Yod-He, Yahweh-He, of Yahweh, of Yahweh, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed. Wayayera malaki Yahuwah elayowa de lavata esha miyatoka ha hasene. And the angel of Yod-Heh-Weh Yahuwah Yahweh, Wayayera malaki Yahuwah elayowa, appeared to him, bi lavata esh, in a flame of fire, bi lavat esh mitoka hasene, in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush, mitok hasene, wayayare, wi hine, hasene. Bo'era ba'esha, we hasene einenu ukal. And he looked, and behold, wayar with hine, behold, the bush burnt with fire. Hasene Bo'er Ba'esh. And the bush was not consumed. With Hasene Einenu Ukal. Einenu Ukal was not consumed, was not eaten up. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt? Vayomer Moshe, Asurana. And Moses said, I will turn aside now. Vayomer Moshe, Asurana. V'ere'eta hamare'e hagadol hazeh. Madu'a loa yiv'ara hasaneh. And Moshe said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight. V'ere'eh eta hamare'eh hagadol hazeh, 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 hazeh. Why the bush is not burnt? Madu'a lo yivara hasene, 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 hasene. And when Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh Yahweh saw that, he turned aside to see, to see, to see, to see. Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I. And he said, draw not nigh, near, hither, here. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest, holy, set apart ground. Vayomer ala tikrava helom shala ne aleka me ala ragaleka ki yahamakom asher ata o meda alayo adamata kodeshu. Moreover, he said, I, the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. Vayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yare meyahavita il ha Elohim. Moreover, he said, Anoki Elohei Avika, I am the Elohim of Avika, of the I Father. Vayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. I am the Elohim of thy father, of thy patriarch, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yareya meyahavita ilaha Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim. And Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh, Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of me, my people, which are in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a tova, good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, is come to me, is come to I. And I have also seen the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpress them. Come now, therefore, that I will send the eye to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe said to Elohim, that I should go to Pharaoh, the great house, and that I should bring forth the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, the eye. And this shall be a token to the eye, that I have sent the eye, when thou hast brought forth the people, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Ye all shall serve Elohim, ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, upon this mountain. The revelation of the name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of the name, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh. Verse 13, Moses said to Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il ha Elohim. Behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, the Elohim, Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, have sent me, sent I to you. And they shall say to me, what Shemo, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Vayomer Moshe el ha-Elohim, hine anoki ba el Bnei Yisrael, with Amarti alahem Elohei avotekem shelachini eleikem, with amru li ma shmo ma omara lehem. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim, hine, behold, anoki, anoha il Bnei Yisrael, behold, when I am come to the children of Yisrael, hine, anoki, ba, il Bnei Yisrael, with amarti alahem, Elohe, Evotekem, Shelachini Elekem, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent I to you, and they shall say to me, we amru li, ma shemo, what is shemo? What is his name? Mahshemo. Mah omar elehem. What shall I say to them? And Elohim said to Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am, sent me, to you. Vayomer Elohim, il Moshe, ehyeh hasher ehyeh. And Elohim said to Moses, Vayomer Elohim il Moshe, ehyeh hasher ehyeh. Vayomer koh tomar livnei Yisrael, ehyeh shelachani eleikem, ehyeh asher ehyeh. And he said, like this, koh, Tomar, thus shalt thou say, Koh Tomar Lizne Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, Ahye Shelachani, Ahye has sent me, Elekem, to you all, to y'all, 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 to y'all. The commission of Moshe, 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 the commission of Moshe, verse. And Elohim, true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael, Yod Hey Weh Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent me, have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations.
Generation. Generation.
Wayomer Oda. Elohim illa Moshe Koh Tomara. Illa Bnei Yisrael. Yahweh Elohei Avotekem. Elohei Avraham. Elohei Yitzhak. Elohei Yaakov. Shelachani Elekem. Ze Shmi Le Olam. With ze zikaria le dora 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 dora. And Elohim said moreover to Moshe, why yomer od Elohim ela Moshe, thus koh koh koh, thus shalt thou say, koh tomar, thus shalt thou say to the children, the sons of Yisrael, koh tomar ela bnei Yisrael. Yahweh, Yod Hey Weh Yahweh, Weh Weh Elohei Ayibotekem, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, Yahweh Elohei Ayibotekem, Elohei Avraham, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohei Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob. Shelachani Elekem, have sent me, have sent I to y'all, to you all. Shelachani Elekem, ze Shmi Le Olam, this my name, Shmi Le Olam, forever, forever. Ze Shmi Le Olam, with ze Zikriya Le Dora Dora. And this with ze, and this with ze, ze, zikri, le, dor, dor. And this is my memorial, zikri, le, dor, le, dor,
le, dor, le, dor.
To all
generation,
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 Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohena, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Hamishi Aliyah, 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 the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, fifth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Hamishi Aliyah, 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 the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, fifth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, here picking up the second book of Moses, or Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot. Here, Exodus chapter 3 at verse 16 for the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth. Lech, we, Asafta eta zikne Yisrael, we, Amarta elehem, Yahuwah, Elohei Ayotekem, Nirah Elaya, Elohei Avraham, Yitzhak, we, Yaakov, Lemora, pakoda, pakatia etkem, ואת העשוי לכם במצרים. Go, 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 go. Lack, 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 lack. Go, lack, and gather the elders of Israel, of Israel, together. Lack, where asafta et ziknei Israel, and say to them, where amarta lehem. The Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob appeared to I, saying, I have surely visited you, and see, that which is done to you in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, lack, where asafta et zikne Israel, where amarta lehem, Yahuwah Elohe evotekem, Nirah Elai Elohe Abraham Yitzhak Wi Yaikova Lemor Pakoda Pakadtiya Etikem Wi Eta He Asuya Lachem Bitraim. Go and gather the elders of Israel, of Israel, together and say to them, Yahweh 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 Yodheweh Jehovah, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, with amarta elehem, and say to them, Yahuwah Elohe evotekem, 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 the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, 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 Jacob. Elohe Ebotekem, Nirah Elai, appeared to I, Nirah, Nirah Elai, Nirah Elai, appeared to I, Nirah Elai, Elohe Avraham. The Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, Yaakov, and Jacob, Lemor, saying, Pakoda pakadtia etchem, I have surely remembered you and seen, 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 Weeta, he? Asuya lachem b'mitzrayim, that which is done. Ve'etahe asuy lachem b'mitzrayim, seeing what is done, that which is done to you in Mitzrayim. And I have said, I will bring you up, cause you to aliyah up, out of the affliction of Mitzrayim, to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey, and they shall hearken to thy voice, 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 to thy voice. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Zikne Israel, the elders of Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, to the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, and ye and y'all shall say to him, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews, hath met with us, with I and I. And now, let make I and I go. We beseech, and I beseech, beg the I, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahuwah Eloheinu, to Jehovah, I and I Elohim. And I am sure that the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Mitzrayim and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when y'all go, ye, y'all, shall not go empty. But Every woman shall ask of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her bait, in her bait, in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye and y'all shall put upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye and y'all shall spoil the Mitzrayim, shall spoil the Egyptians. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear right here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 4, Moses' two objections. First, the unbelief, the lack of amen, of emunah, of the people. And Moshe answered and said, but behold, they will not believe I, nor hearken to my voice. For they will say, Yahweh, Jehovah, hath not appeared to the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye. Why Ya'ana Moshe, why Yomer, with Hain Lo, Yaminuli, with Lo, Yishma'ua Bikoli, Kia Yomru, Lo Nirah Heleka Yahuwah. And Moshe answered and said, why Anna Moshe, why Yomer? But behold, we're Hain, lo, Yaminuli, they will not amen. Lo, Yaminuli, they will not amen in me, and I admit as true in I. Lo, Yaminuli, with lo, Yishma'ua bi'oli, nor hearken with lo, Yishma'ua, Yishma'ua, with lo, Yishma'ua bi'oli, in my voice, bi'oli, ki, Yomru, lo nirah heleka Yahuwah. For they will say, ki yomru, for they will say, ki yomru, lo nirah heleka Yahuwah. They will say that Jehovah has not appeared, have not appeared to the eye. Kia Yomru Lo Nirah Eleka Yahuwah. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to him, what that in thine hand, Nayat? And he said, Arad. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moshe fled from before it. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand, in his yad, that they may believe. Amen. That Yahuwah, the Elohim of their fathers, the patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, of Isaac, the Elohim of Yaakov, of Jacob, hath appeared to the eye. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said furthermore to him, put now thine yad, thy hand, into thy bosom. And he put his hand, yado, into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, yado, his hand, leprous as snow. And he said, put thine hand, thy yad, into thy bosom again. And he put his yad, yado, into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his flesh. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe, amen, thee, I, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe, amen, the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour upon the dry. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood, dam, upon the dry. Moses' two objections. Second, his lack of eloquence. And Moshe said to Yahuwah, oh, my Lord, be Adonai, oh, my Lord, be Adonai, be Adonai, oh, my Lord, I, not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, but I, slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Vayomer Moshe li Yehovah, be Adonai lo isha de barim anoki kam mitamol gam mishila shoma kam meaza davarka il abdeka kia kavada pe ukavada lashon anoki. And Moshe said to Yahweh, to Jehovah, Vayomer Moshe, Eli Yehovah, be Adonai, 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 Adonai. Oh, my Lord, be Adonai. I am not a man of words. Lo isha devarim anoki. Neither heretofore. Gama mitamola. Gama mishil shoma, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant. Gama meaza davarika illa abdeka, for I am slow of speech, kia kavada peh, and of a slow tongue, ukavada lashon anoki. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Vayomer Yahuwah, Elayo, Mia Sampe La Adam, or Mia Yasuma Elem, or Chereisho, Piat ach o wira hello anokiowa. And Jehovah said to him, who hath made man Adam's mouth? Vayomeri Yehowa Elayo Mia Sampe La Adam. Who hath made man's mouth? Mia Sampe La Adam or who maketh a man dumb? Or Mia Yasuma Ilem, Mia Yasum Ilem, or deaf, Cheresh, or Pikach, or seeing, or Wira, or blind. Hello, Anoki, Owa. Is it not I, Jehovah? Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Now, therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee the eye what the eye shall say. We ata lek, we anoki, ehyeh ima pika. Now therefore go, we ata lek, and I will be with thy mouth. We anoki, ehyeh im pika, and I will be with thy mouth. We anoki, ehyeh ima pika, we Horetika Shara Tidavera, and teach thee I what thou, what the eye shalt speak. Wehoretika asheratidabir. What thou shalt say. And he said, O Adonai, be Adonai, send, I pray thee, I by the hand thou wilt send, by the hand of him thou wilt send. Wayomer, be Adonai, shelach na biyada tishlach. O Adonai, be Adonai. O Adonai, send, I pray that I shlachna, pray that I send. I pray that I send by the hand,
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 by the hand, by the hand, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. Biyad atishlach. And the anger,
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 anger. Aaron here joined with Moshe. Superscription here, verse 14. Aaron joined with Moshe, verse 14. And the anger, Wayechara afi Yahuwah. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, I. And when he seeth thee, I, he will be glad in his heart. And the anger of Yahuwah, Wayechara afi Yahuwah be'er Moshe, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. Wayechar afi Yahuwah. Wayechar af Yahuwah. Wayechar afi Yahuwah be Moshe. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. Wayomer, hello, Aharona achika ha lewi. Ya da'iti yakiya dabera ye dabera hu with gamahine huwa yotzeya lika rateka. And he said, is there not Aaron thy brother the Levite? Hello, Aharona achika halewi. I know that he can speak well. Yada'iti, ki yadavera, ye yadaverahu. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet the eye. Hine, ohua yotzeya, likarateka, and when he seeth the eye, he will be glad. He will be glad in his heart. With Raika, with Samach Belibo, and thou shalt speak to him and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye, what y'all shall do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do. With dibarta elayo, with samta etaha devarima be fio, with anochia ehye ima pika, with ima piohu. And thou shalt speak to him with dibartai layu, and put words in his mouth. Where samta eta hadibarima bisyu, and I will be with thy mouth. With anoki
We are no key, we are no key, and I, will be Aima Pika. We Aima Pihu, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth. We horeti etekemaeta sharata esun, and will teach you, teach y'all what ye, what y'all shall do, and he shall be thy spokesman to the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shall be to him instead of Elohim. We diber huwa leka illa ha'am. We haya huwa yihyeh leka le fe. We ata tihyeh loa le Elohim. And he shall be thy spokesman to the people. We diber huwa leka illa ha'am. And it shall come to pass wihayahu, wihaya, that he, wihayahu wa yihyeh lika, and it shall come to pass that he shall be to thee, wihayahu wa yihyeh lika lifeh, a mouth, lifeh, wihayahu wa yihyeh lika lifeh, and thou, wihata, Wa'ata, and thou, tihyeh lo'u le'Elohim, and thou, the eye, shall be to him in Elohim's stead. Wa'ata, tihyeh lo'u le'Elohim, and thou, the eye, shall take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Weta hamate haze titacha be ayadeka ashera ta ise boa eta ha otot. And thou, the eye, shall take in thy hand this rod. Weta hamate haze titach be ayadeka, wherewith thou shalt do the signs. Ashera ta ise boa. Eta ha oto 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 oto.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, Aliyah, Aliyah. Here for the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 4. Here at verse 18, Chabarim. Here for the Sheishi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Why Yelech Moshe? Vayashav el yeter chotno, vayomer lahu elka na we ashuva el achai asher v'mitzrayim we ereh ha odam chayim, vayomer yitro le Moshe lech le shalom. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, let me go, let I go, make I go, I pray that I, and return to my brethren who in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moshe, go in peace. Vayelech Moshe, vayashav ila yeter chotno. And Moshe went, vayelech Moshe, Vayashav, and returned, Il Yetaro, Il Yeter Ila Yeter Chotno to Jethro Chotno, his father-in-law, Wayomer Lawu, and said to him, Elkanah, let me go. Elkanah, make I and I go. I praise I. Elkanah, we Ashuva El Achai Asher B'Mitzrayim, and return to my brethren that are in Egypt. We Ashuva El Achai Asher B'Mitzrayim. We Ereh Ha Odam Chayim, and see whether they be yet alive. We Ereh Ha Odam Chayim, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moshe, Wayomer, 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 Yitro, Le Moshe, go in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace. Lech, Lech, Le Shalom, 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 Shalom. Go, 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 go. Tried in peace. Lech, Le Shalom, 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 Shalom. The return of Moshe to Mitzrayim, the return of Moses to Egypt, verse 19. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe in Midian, go, 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 go. Return into Egypt, return into Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, for all the men are dead who sought thy life. Vayomeri Yahuwah il Moshe be Midian lech shuv Mitzrayim ki yametu kol ha'anashim ha'mebakshim etta nafshika. Go, return into Mitzrayim, for all the men are dead that sought thy life. Lech shuv Mitzrayim kia meitu kol ha anashim ha mebakshim etta nafshika. And Moshe took Ishto, took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass. And he returned to the land of Mitzrayim. And Moshe took the rod of Elohim in his hand. Etta mate ha Elohim biyado. And Jehovah said to Moshe, when thou goest to return into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand, in thy yad. But I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, be Lech teka, la shuv Mitzrayim, re'ei kol laha mufatim asher samti b'yadeka, wa sitam lifnei faro, wa ani chazek etta libo. With law, ye shalach et ha'am. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, when thou goest back into Mitzrayim, when thou goest back into Egypt, be lech teka la shuva Mitzrayim. See, 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 see. Rei, 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 rei. See that thou do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in thy hand. Rei, kol laha mufti mashara samti abiyadika. But I will harden his heart. See that thou do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in thy hand.
Re'ei kol ha-moftim asher asamti yadeka. Wa sita malifnei faro. But I will harden his heart. Wa hani e chazeka et libo. But I will harden his heart. Wa hani e chazeka et libo. Wa lo yishalach et ha'am. And he will not let the people go.
Go, go, go.
And thou shalt say to Pharaoh, thus, like this saith Yahuwah, Yisrael, Israel, my son, my firstborn,
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 my firstborn. With Amarta el Pharaoh, Koh, thus shalt thou say to Pharaoh, Koh, 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 Koh. Like this, Koh Amari Yahuwah, thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, Koh Amar Yahuwah, Bni Bichori Yisrael, Yisrael is my son, my firstborn. Bni Bichori Yisrael, Israel is my Bichori, Bichori, Bni Bichori Yisrael. Wa Omar Eleka Shalach et Bini Wa Ya Avadeini Wata Mahin Li Shalacho Hine Anoki Horega et Binika Bikoraka. And I have said to the eye, and I say to the eye, let my son go. And I say to the eye, let my son go. Wa Omar Eleka Shalach et Bini, that he may serve me with Ya Avadeini. And if thou refuse to let him go, Wata Mahin Li Shalacho, behold, Hine. Behold, I will slay thy son. Hine anoki horega etabineka, even thy firstborn, bikoraka. And it came to pass, by the way in the end, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast at his feet and said, surely, surely a bloody, 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 bloody. And it came to pass, why he, ba dereka, ba malon, why ya yifage shehua yawa, why ya bakesha. Ha-mito. And it came to pass on the way at the lodging place, Wayehi Badareka Ba-Malon, that Yahuwah Jehovah met him, Wayayifa Geshehu Yahuwah, and sought to kill him, Wayavakesha Hemito, Wa-Tikacha Tzipora Sora. Wa tika rota etta arlat di naha. Then Zipporah took a flint and cut off the foreskin of Binaha of her son. Wa taga'a li raglayo, and cast it at his feet. Wa tomer, and said, ki chitana damim atali, surely, surely, a bridegroom of blood art thou, the eye, to me. Ki chitan adamim atali. Surely, a bridegroom, chitan of blood, damim. Ki chitan adamim ata, the eye, li, for me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art, because of the circumcision
Vaya yerefa mimenu az amra chatana damin la mulot. Then she said, so he let him alone. Then she said, amra chatan damim, a bridegroom of blood, la mulot, in regard to the circumcision. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Aharon, to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moshe. And he went and met him in the Mount of Elohim, Mount of Elohim, the true good, the true God, and kissed him. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Aharon lech likrata Moshe ha-midabara vaya yelecha vaya yifa gishehu behar ha-Elohim vaya yishaka lau. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahuwah, Jehovah, who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him, Vayaged Moshe le'Aharon et kol divrei Yahuwah asher shelacho ve'et kol ha'otot asher siwahu. Deliverance announced to the elders, Ziknei Yisrael, to the elders of Yisrael, verse 29. And Moshe and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Yisrael. Vayelecha Moshe ve'Aharon vayayasfu et kol ha'ziknei b'nei Yisrael. Gather together all the children of Yisrael. And Aaron, Aharon, spake all the words which Jehovah had spoken to Moshe, and did the signs in the sight of the people. Vayadaver Aharon et kol ha-devarim asher divari Yahuwah el Moshe. Vayayasa ha-otot le'aynei ha'am. And the people, And the people believed. And when they heard that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had visited the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Waya emain, and believe, and amen. Waya emain ha'am, and ha'am, the people. Waya emain, and the people amen. Waya amen ha'am. Waya yishma'ua ki Pakodi wa eta bnei Yisrael wakola ha eta anayam waya yikadua waya yisha tachu. And the people ha'am amen believed, waya amen, and the people amen, waya amen ha'am. And when they heard, Wayishma'u, ki pakad Yahuwah, eta bnei Yisrael. And when they heard that Jehovah, Yod-Heh-Weh, had remembered the children of Yisrael, ki fakad Yahuwah, eta bnei Yisrael, and that he had seen their affliction, with ki eta anayan, then they bowed their heads. Wayayikdu, then they bowed their heads. Wayikdu, and worshipped. Wayishatachu, and prostrated themselves. Wayishatachu, and bowed themselves. Why you worship,
here, one more aliyah here, the Torah Foundation.
Here we're beginning the second book of the Torah, second book of Moshe. Here at Exodus in the sixth Aliyah, the previous Aliyah right there, we got the seventh coming forward. Just this note right here. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, because often ones, you know, question, you know, say, well, if that's so, then why does it say, Jehovah said to Moshe, when thou goest to return to Egypt, to Mizraim, see that thou do all those wonders before Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, that I have put in thine hand, but, there's a but here, but I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. Now, as we completed the first book, in every book of the Torah that we complete, there is a tradition to say Chazak, Chazak, Wanita, Chazik, Chazak. It's like a command, speaking to like a male, Chazak, right? Chazak, Chazak, be strong, be strong. Be encouraged, also be encouraged with, and Nita Chazek, Nita Chazek, and make Nita Chazek, I, make I and I like encourage, the Hitfael, Hitfael in the Hebrew is like, it's like a kind of a reciprocal activity, encouraging one another, make us encourage one another. Now here in the Hebrew, and this will help to clarify from the Hebrew view, because some things, nothings, many things, sometimes things get lost in translation. Here in the Hebrew says, Wa'ani echazik etalibo. Wa'ani. Wa'an-ani. Ani. Ani. In the Hebrew, ani, I. And then hark, ine. Right? We have ana, like in the Ge'ez and other related languages. But here, wa'ani. 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 For emphasis, wa'an-ani. As for I and I, it's not really but, it's really like and I, wa'ani echazik, 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 I will chazak. So what is chazak? Because the translator translates as harden. It's the H2388, chazak. It means to strengthen, to prevail. In a sense, it can be hardened, but to be strong, like to be encouraged, courageous, encourage, be firm, right? Be resolute in that sense. So in the Hebrew sense of what is said here, unlike the KJV, wa'ani echazek, as for I will encourage him. So Jehovah is saying to Moshe, you go and you go through the motion, do what I'm telling you to do. But as for I'm going to encourage Echazik et libo, libo, his heart, his lib, leb, right, his heart, libo. Wa'ani echazik et libo. But I will encourage him. I'm going to encourage him in what he is doing. You do what you're doing. I'm going to encourage him. I'm going to firm him up. So interesting that here in this first reading from the second book, we have the chazak, chazak in the sense of echazik. Echazik, and regarding Pharaoh's heart, his mind, he's encouraged. You know, like somebody doing the wrong thing, and he's like, go ahead, you keep on doing it because you know that's going to really, when everything comes full. But it's not in the sense of, like, people say, well, if it's always hardened, right? It's not hardened in that sense, the Western Gentile sense. It's chazak, echazik, echazik et libo. Wa'ani echazik et libo, but I will encourage him. As we say, chazak, chazak, be strong, I will strengthen his heart, I'll strengthen his mind in his endeavor. So just to bring it out from the Hebrew sense, echazik, chazak, chazak, yes, sir.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohena, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
Hear for the Shavii, hear for the Shavii,
hear for the Shavii, hear for the Shavii,
hear for the Shavii. And hear, Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
Hear for the Shavii, hear for the Shavii. The Shavii, here for the seventh, Aliyah,
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 Aliyah.
The seventh up offering, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot.
Sabbath,
Sabbath
names. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 5. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the first demand, the increase burdens. Here picking up with the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, here with the seventh Aliyah, seventh reading, seventh up offering. Shabbat Shemot.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat,
Shabbat. With Achar Ba'u Moshe. With Aharon. Vayomru Ella Paro. Ko Amar Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Shalach et Ami. With Yahogu Li Ba'midbar. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah Jehovah, the Elohim of Israel, let make my people go, let my people go, make my people go, that they may hold a feast to me, to I, in the Midbar, in the wilderness, with Achar Ba'u, Moshe, with Aharon, and afterward, with Achar, and afterward, with Achar, Ba'u, Moshe, with Aharon, Moses and Aaron came. Wayomru, and said, Wayomru, il Paro, and said to Paro, the great house, Ko Hamari Yahuwah, Elohei Israel, thus saith Jehovah, Ko Amar Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Thus saith Yahuwah Jehovah the Elohim Elohei Yisrael. Shalach et ami. Let send, shalach, send. Et ami, send my people, let my people go. Shalach et ami, with Yahoguli, that they may hold a feast, with Yahoguli, to me, for me, ba midbar. And afterward, Moshe and Aharon came and said to Paro, Ko Hamari Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael Shalach et Ami Ve Yachoguli Bamidbar. And Paro, Pharaoh said, Who? Yahuwah, Jehovah, that I should obey his voice to let Yisrael, to let Israel go. I know not, Yahuwah, Jehovah, neither will I let Israel go. Vayomer Paro, mi Yahuwah. And Pharaoh said, mi Yahuwah. Mi Yahuwah, mi Yahuwah, who is Jehovah? Vayomer Paro, mi Yahuwah, Asher Eshma'a Bikolo, Le Shalach et Yisrael, Lo Yada'iti Yaeti Yahuwah, with Gam et Yisrael, Lo Shaleach, who is Jehovah, mi Yahuwah, Asher Eshma'a, that I should hearken, Asher Eshma'a Bikolo, Le Shalach et Yisrael, that I should hearken to his voice, to let Israel go. Lo, yada'iti eti Yahuwah, I know not Jehovah. Lo, yada'iti eti Yahuwah, with gam eti Yisrael. Lo, ishaliach, and moreover, I will not let Israel go. Go. And they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews hath met with us, hath met with I and I. let us go.
Let us go.
We pray thee 3 days journey into the wilderness, into the desert, and sacrifice to La Yahweh Eloheinu, to Jehovah, Ayanai Elohim, our Elohim, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword,
the sword, the sword, the sword, the sword, the sword, the sword.
And they said, Wayomru Elohei Ha'ibrim. And they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews, Wayomru Elohei Ha'ibrim, Nikra Aleinu. And hear, Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
Here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah,
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 Aliyah.
The seventh offering, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, Sabbath,
Sabbath
names. Here picking up the second book of Moshe. Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 5, the contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the first demand, increase burdens. Here, picking up with the Shavi'i, here with the seventh Aliyah, seventh reading, seventh up offering, Shabbat Shemot. With Achar Ba'u Moshe, with Aharon, Wayomru Ella Paro, Ko Amar, Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, Shalach et ami wi Yahogu li ba'midbar. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah Jehovah, the Elohim of Yisrael, let make my people go. Let my people go, make my people go, that they may hold a feast to me, to I, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. With Achar Ba'u, Moshe, with Aharon, and afterward, with Achar, and afterward, with Achar Ba'u, Moshe, with Aharon, Moses and Aaron came. Wayomru, and said, Wayomru il Paro, and said to Paro, the great house, Ko Hamari Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, thus saith Jehovah, Ko Amar Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, thus saith Yahuwah Jehovah the Elohim Elohei Yisrael, Shalach etta ami. Send, shalach, et ami, send my people, let my people go. Shalach et ami, with Yahoguli, that they may hold a feast, with Yahoguli, to me, for me, ba midbar. And afterward, Moshe and Aharon came and said to Paro, Ko Hamari Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, Shalach et ami, wi Yahogu li bamidbar. And Paro, Pharaoh said, Who? Yahuwah, Jehovah, that I should obey his voice to let Yisrael, to let Israel go. I know not, Yahuwah, Jehovah, neither will I let Israel go. Wayomer Paro, Mi Yahuwah. And Pharaoh said, Mi Yahuwah. Mi Yahuwah. Mi Yahuwah. Who is Jehovah? Wayomer Paro, Mi Yahuwah. Asher. Eshma'a b'kolo le shalach et Yisrael lo yada'iti yaheti Yahuwah with kam et Yisrael lo shaleach. Who is Jehovah? Mi Yahuwah asher eshma'a, that I should hearken
Asher Eshma'a Bi'olo Lishalach Et Yisrael. That I should hearken to his voice, to let Yisrael go. Lo yada'iti et Yehovah. I know not Jehovah. Lo yada'iti et Yehovah. With Gam et Yisrael. Lo ishaliach. And moreover, I will not let Israel go. And they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews hath met with us, hath met with I and I. Let us go. We pray thee 3 days journey into the wilderness, into the desert, and sacrifice to La Yahweh Eloheinu, to Jehovah, I and I Elohim, our Elohim, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And they said, Wayomru Elohei ha'Ibrim. And they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews, Wayomru Elohei ha'Ibrim, Nikra Aleinu, Nilka na Dereka Shilosheta Yamima Bamidbar, We Nizibacha La Yahuwah Eloheinu Ten Yifa Gaehu Baderek Badever O the Harev Ten Yifa Gaehu Badever O Vacharev. The Elohim of the Hebrews, Elohei ha'Ibrim, hath met with I and I, Nikra aleinu. Let us go, make I and I go. We pray the I. Nelcha na. 3 days journey into the wilderness. Nelcha na. Dereka shlosheta yamim bamidbar, and sacrifice v'nizabecha, and sacrifice to Jehovah, I and I, our Elohim, v'nizabecha la Yahuwah Eloheinu, lest he fall upon I and I with pestilence. Penna yifagaehu abadaver, or with the sword. And the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, said to them, wherefore do y'all Moshe and Aharon, let the people from their works get you to your burdens. And Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, said, behold, the people of the land now, many, and ye and y'all make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh and the great house commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, ye, y'all, shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as hither heretofore. Let them make them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tale of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye y'all shall lay upon them. Y'all shall not diminish aught thereof. For they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let I and I go and sacrifice to our Elohim, to our natures, to our Elohim. Lemor Nelcha Mizibcha Leloheinu. They cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our Elohim. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them and make them not regard vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to Ha'am, and they spake to the people, saying, thus saith Paro, thus saith Pharaon, the great house, I will not give you straw. Go ye, go y'all, get you straw where y'all can find it, yet not aught of your work. Yet not aught of your walk, of your work, shall be diminished.
Diminished, diminished, diminished.
Go ye, go y'all, get you straw, where ye, where y'all can find it. Yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. So Ha'am, the people, were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to gather the stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted, saying, fulfill your works, fulfill your works, daily tasks, as when there was straw,
straw, straw, straw, straw, straw, straw.
And the officers of the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, which Paro, Pharaoh's taskmasters, had set over them, were beaten, demanded, wherefore have y'all not fulfilled your task in making brick, both yesterday and today, as heretofore? Then the officers of the Bnei Yisrael came and cried to Paro, and cried to the great house, saying, wherefore dealest thou thus, like this, with thy servants? There is no straw given to thy servants. And they say to us, and they say to us, make brick.
Make brick.
And behold, thy servants beaten. But
beaten.
The fault in thine own people.
People.
But
people.
He said, ye, y'all, idle.
Idle.
Therefore, y'all say, let us go do sacrifice, like Yahuwah, do sacrifice to Jehovah. Go therefore now,
walk,
for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye all deliver the tale of bricks.
Of bricks.
And the officers of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of Israel, did see they in Eve, after it was said, ye all shall not minish from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moshe and Aharon, and they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Paro, as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said to them, Yahuwah, Jehovah, look upon you and judge, because ye y'all have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Paro, in the eyes of Pharaoh. And in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us, to slay I and I. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Maftir reading here for this Shabbat, Shemot, Sabbath names here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 5, here at verse 22, for the Maftir reading. Vayashava Moshe Eliyahuwa, Vayomar Adonai Lama Heya Reota La Am Hazeh Lama Ze Shelachetani. And Moshe and Moses returned Layahuwa to Jehovah. Why Yashav Moshe Eliyahuwa? And Moses returned to Jehovah. Why Yashav Moshe Eliyahuwa to Jehovah? Eliyahuwa, why Yomar, and said, Lord Adonai, Adonai, Lord Adonai,
Lord,
wherefore hast thou the eye evil entreated this people?
Why?
Lama. For what? Lama. Why?
That
thou hast sent me. Vayashav Moshe Eliyahuwah. And Moses returned to Jehovah. Vayomar, and said, Adonai, 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 Lama. Heya Reota La'am Hazeh. Wherefore hast thou dealt evil with this people? Adonai, lama heya reota la'am hazeh. Why is it that thou, the eye, has sent I? Lama ze shelachetani. For since I came to Paro, Faro, since I came to the great house to speak in Shemeka, be Shemeka, to speak in the eye's name,
name.
He hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou deliverest thy people at all. Vayashav Moshe li Yahuwah. Vayomar Adonai. Lama he'ra'ota la'am hazeh. Lama zeh shlachetani. Me'aza. Bati il paro le davera bishmeka he ra'a la'am haze we had el loa he is alta eta ameka. For since I came to paro, Pharaoh, the great house, to speak in thy name, le davera bishmeka, he hath dealt ill with this people. Neither hast thou, the I, deliverest thy people at all. And here, Shema Yisrael here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Exodus chapter 6. The answer of Jehovah to Moshe's first prayer. The answer of Yahuwah, Jehovah, to Moshe's first prayer. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe ata tir hasher eise li faro ki biyada chzaka ye shalachem u biyada chzaka ye garshem me arzo. Then Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe. Now, Atta, shalt thou the eye see what I will do to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh. Atta, tira'e asher e aise li Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. Ki v'yad chazakah yishalachem. For by a strong hand shall he let them go. Ki v'yad chazakah yishalachem. And by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And with a strong yad, a strong hand, shall he drive them out of his land. U'v'yad chazakah yigarshem me'arzo. Now shalt thou see what I will do to Paro. Da tir'eh hasher e'aseh li'faro. For by a strong yad, a strong hand, ki v'yad chazakah, v'yad chazakah, ki v'yad chazakah, yishalchem, shall he let them go? U'v'yad chazakah, yigarshem me'arzo. And by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And here, fulfill the aliyot for this Shabbat, Shemot, Sabbath names. Kavur l'k'alu, kavur l'dintzu, kavur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kavur le. Abin, Le Melkein, glory be to I and I Father, glory be to I and I King, Kaburlek, Adamawi, Chayla Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Be'shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Getachin Amed Chanedachin, name of I and I Lord and Savior, name of Jesus Christos. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions, Jaloh.
ואימרו אמן.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notein ha-Torah Sheinah.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Calling. Call 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name, shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech haolam. Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzach b'debreihim, ha-ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha-bocher b'torach, u-moshe abdo, u-b'Israel ammo, u-b'nebiei ha-emet wa-tzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verses 22 and 23. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Guruku, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, the Kedus An, and shall fear the Elohim, the Israel. Amen. Book of Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 6, to chapter 28, verse 13. Kedus, Ahadu Amlach. He shall cause them that come from Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. Hath he smitten him, as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shooteth forth, not wilt debate with it. He stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this, therefore, shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged, and this is all the fruit to take away his sin. When he maketh all the stones of the altars as chalk stones that are beaten in sunder, the groves and images shall not stand up. Yet the defense city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness, like a midbar. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down, and consume the branches thereof. When the bogs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will shew them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh Buruku shall beat off from the channel of the river to the stream of Egypt. And ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel, Bani Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, in the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship Yahweh Buruku in the holy mount of Jerusalem. Chapter 28. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, Yahweh Buruku have a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of Hail Jah Rastafari, and the destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall Yahweh's up a oath Buruku be for a crown of glory, Gabor, and for a dedim, deudim, of beauty to the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn to the battle, to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine, they are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision, they stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh Buruku was to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Kitamawi Hale Selassie, Nugusna gets to Ethiopia, Jara Astafari, the Almighty, Pesim Gitachi, Minahana Tachin Yeshua, Oshia. Amen.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord. For with stammering lips and another tongue,
For with stammering lips, 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 for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue, to this brings speak, to this brings speak, to this brings speak, to this brings speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, a renewed covenant reading for RSS number 13, Shemot, names, coming from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 17 through 35, and the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 18 through 25. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab with Habin with Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Verse 17 and 18, Yod Zain, Yod Chet. Vayehi Asher Karba et Hashabua Asher Nishba Elohim the Abraham Vayigdal Ha'am Vayareb B'Mitzrayim Ad Ki Kam Melech Acher Asher Lo Yada et Yosef. But when the time of promise drew nigh, which Elohim had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, to the end they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was downpressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that Elohim by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And the next day he shewed himself to them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Madian, where he begot 2 sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai Malach Yahuwah, an angel of the Lord, in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of Yahuwah, the voice of the Lord, came to him, saying, Ani Elohei Aboteka, Elohei Abraham, wa Elohei Yitzchak, wa Elohei Yaakov. I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac.
and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Then said Yahuwah to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groanings, and am come down to deliver them. And now, come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did Elohim send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of Hamalak, the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush. Verse 18 and 19. Yod Het Yod Tet. Ode le Elohai Sheoter Mikulakem Ani Midaber Bilshonot. Akein Bakahal Ebhar Lidaber Kamesh Milin Bishikli Kede Lehorot Gam Et Ha Acherim Miladaber Ribabot Milin Bilashon. I thank Elohai, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet in the church I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, With men of other tongues and other lips will I speak to this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith Yahuwah, saith the Lord. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth, not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Kaburulakalu, Kaburuladimtu, Kaburulakailu, Kaburulakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, yes I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos, 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 Jesus Christos.
Let my people go.
down, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. When they reach the other shore, they sang a song to end the war. Pharaoh said he's gonna cross, but Pharaoh and his host were lost. Jordan shall stand up like a wall. The walls of Jericho shall fall. Your foes shall not before you stand, and you'll possess fair Canaan's land. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go.
There's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, "I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like." And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, "Listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see." He says, "No, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about." But it was. You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, "I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like." And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, "Listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see." He says, "No, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about." But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say? The nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
I said, "Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them." Once I was blind, but now I see it.
stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendon Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Iadonis Taquari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
So here, this reasoning right here, as we mentioned in the After the Sabbath, the part one, the first part, the matriarch, the significance of the matriarch in reading over and going through the narrative, certain things get lost in the way we've heard it before from WASP, White Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christianity, and from other forms of Christianity, but studying for ourselves, some interesting things come out. So we call this right here being Israelite, matrilineal, patrilineal. Yeah, Shemot. And this phrase here, man of Yisrael. So here. Yes, sir.
Yes. Shalom, Chaverim. Let's just note this right here. For the record, here in this Torah reading and feeding, beginning the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Shemot, the name Shemot, and Exodus in the English translations, it particularly, this reasonment here is concerning the matrilineal and the patrilineal. Some would say that, well, you're only an Israelite from the patrilineal, but that's not quite true. That is true, but there's the matrilineal and the patrilineal. The matrilineal, like from the mother, the matrix, and there's also the patrilineal. In fact, even when we went through the first book of Moshe, Bereshit, it's like Rebecca, you'll note that Yitzhak, the pater, the father, the patriarch, he prayed because Rivka was barren, right? Now, she conceived and she had twins, right? Now, the twins are wrestling in her matrix, in her womb, right? In her matrix, the essence of her matriarchiness, right? And she goes and she inquires of of Yahuwah. Right, of Yah, of He Who Be Who He Be, of Jehovah, of Hashem. And Hashem reveals to her, right, the prophecy. Now, it's interesting because a lot of ones and ones, they don't really emphasize this because they are still, at best, thinking like half original. Even if they recognize that they are Israelites, they get caught up in that brand name, Black Hebrew Israelism. Right, getting caught up on brand name instead of getting into the essentials. You know what I mean? The essentials. The same thing that kind of happened to, the Israelites that led to their captivity in the first time. That's why Scripture says that blindness in part has happened, to the Israelites. Now, there's a distinct difference between the Israelites, like the northern 10 tribe and Yehuda, and the southern kingdom, and particularly Judah, and the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, right? So here we're speaking about the real Israelites, right, from the roots, and not just the brand name Israelites, who are also of the roots, but they get caught up in the brand name thing that kind of stunts their growth and everything like that. Now, here's this particular reasonment, this particular point, here is Exodus Shemot, Exodus chapter 2, the theme here is the preparation of the deliverer, the prepping of the deliverer and the birth of Moshe, the prepping of the deliverer and the birth of Moshe. So it begins off, it says, and there went a man of the house of Levi, of Lewi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi or Lewi. Now, it's interesting because if you read the KJV, you'll see that to wife is italicized. So the more proper reading when we check the Masoretic, the Hebrew, the scripts, The more proper reading is, and there went a man of the house of Lewi and took a daughter of Lewi. And there went a man of the house of Lewi and took a daughter of Lewi. Now, in the Hebrew, Lewi, which is often enunciated in the Western Gentile world as Levi, means joining. Lewi, Lewi, Lewiya, right? To join, right? Is joining. Just to keep that in mind, because there are layers to the receptivity and the understanding, the understanding and the overstanding. Now, it says, and the woman conceived and bare a son, second verse, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Now, here again, we have some italics. So what we usually do is read it the way it's written. Then when you note the italics, go over it again and read it without the italics. That brings up the force of the Hebrew. And the woman conceives and bear a son. And when she saw him, that he goodly, she hid him 3 months. That's taking out the italics. And the woman conceives and bear a son. And when she saw him, that he goodly, she hid him 3 months or 3 moons. Now, the first verse, and there went a man of the house of Lewi and took a daughter of Lewi. What does this mean, Chabarim? So here we're in Shemot Beit. Shemot Beit in the ancient Hebrew, Shemot Beit, modern Hebrew, Shemot Beit. But here, Shemot Beit, chapter 2 of the Sefer Shemot, and there went a man, Wayelek, Ish, Mi Beit Lewi. There went a man of the Beit, Mi Beit Lewi. Mi Beit Lewi, ancient Hebrew, Mi Beit Lewi, modern Hebrew, Mi Beit Levi. Mi Beit Levi, modern Hebrew. Ancient Hebrew, Mi Beit Lewi. And see, I, the Talmudim, Rastafari, the disciples, we, you know, what it says, double-edged, the sword is double-edged. So both we learn, right? We learn the modern Hebrew, right, which is really easy in that sense. But then we practice to perfect the ancient Hebrew, right? Mi Beit Lewi, Vayikach et bat Lewi. So it says right here, Vayikach, wa and yikach, and he took, yikach, from lakach, to take, Vayikach et bat Lewi, right? Or Vayikach et bat Lewi, right? And right, and he took daughter of Levi. And he took daughter of Levi. That's why I say when you look at the italicizations in the King James Version, and the context is he took to wife, right? He took to wife, but it doesn't say he took to wife. Why? Because something was going on in Mitzrayim. We already got that in chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Chapter 1. Right? And so we study to get out of the half original mind and get into the real Hebrew mindset. Now, here, I'd like to share this. This is from something that we had picked up on while we was doing a study and a reasonment on, let's bring this up right here in the notes. Yeah, I did a vid and a study on you're a Yehudi or Jew if your mother is a Jew, Yehudi reasoning. Now, considering the matrilineal and the patrilineal descent, or the descent from the mother, right, the seed of the woman, you know, a lot of ones like to argue that woman don't got a seed. Well, it's right there in the scripture. We look in the Hebrew, the same word for the same seed. The seed is the egg, what they call the egg. It's a seed. Have you heard of the what was it called again? Mitochondrial, right? But mitochondrial DNA. Right? This very good book by Barashango Shakamusa. God bless his soul. The book is African Woman. It's called African Woman, Original Guardian Angel. Now, yeah, we might use these legal fictions, the scriptors, right? But we're getting into the roots right here. So we did a video and a study on you're a Yehudi or a Jew if your mother's a Jew, reasoning, considering the matrilineal and patrilineal descent. Now, what's interesting is while we shared the roar first and second aliyot, or the readings, for the RSS number 13, Shemot, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, number 13, Shemot, the first reading from the second book of Moshe called Exodus, I recalled Amram. Who's Amram? Amram is the father of Moshe. He's the father of Miriam and the father of Aaron. Right? Now, we find in the prophets later on where Jehovah says that he sent that trinity, right, of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, right, as part of that redemption process. Right? So the woman, or we could say the divine feminine, is always included even from the beginning, Bereshis. You know what Reshis is? You know what Chokmah is? There, you got it right there. But here to share this. Now, what's interesting is, let's just hit these notes here, and we'd like to thank, Tikva Fund, the tikvafund.org, or Tikwa. They say Tikva, modern Hebrew, Tikwa, Kawa, right? It's like a kind of a chord in a sense, but the word actually means hope, right? Like the sense in Hebrew of hope is almost like tying a cord. Now, that's interesting in the Mitzrayim sense, right, or some of the ancient sense, the mistress of the knot, to tie the knot, right, tying the knot in that sense, and knotting, just in the basic sense of knotting or tying a knot. Then you could link this with embroidery, right, and the cipher and the patterns, but then you could also link it with the science of DNA as well, right, looping, right? So, conduit, right? Anyway, exploring the matrilineal descent, right, the article. So, you know, let's stop on this for a moment because it's really very interesting because it came out more in going through the nuances of the Torah reading, the first two aliyot, especially as we get into the second aliyot, right, for number 13, for Shemot, the first reading from Exodus, and the second, the Sheni begins at verse 18, where it says, the Molech of Kemet, the Molech of Mitzrayim, the so-called king of Egypt, he called for the midwives, right? He said to them, you know, why have they did this thing, ma, madua, you know, tell me why, cause me to know, madua, right? Why have you done this thing, and have saved the men children, the male children, right, the black boys, right, the black boys, you know, there's a book about the destruction of the black boys. Why have you saved the black males? Black male, you won't be on the black male, right, in the redemption, right, the goyim are going to have no choice but to be under the black male, the Hebrew black male. But why have you saved the men children alive? Now, here is just giving a context for what we're about to bring forward right here. So, basically, this reasoning is on, sort of basically, right? Basically, how the Hebrew woman seduced the Hebrew man, them, thereby defying the Molech of Mitzrayim, of the Molech of Kemet, right, of Egypt, right? When we say this, we're not saying that all the rulers were Molechs. Some of them were really Melechs, like the one that recognized the Chokmah in Yosef, our brother, right? Speaking of that particular, you know, king, right? But those who go against the King of Kings, you know, and his people, right, they are Molechs, right? They are Molechs, right? Like Mengistu, we say Mangustu, right? We turn it up, right? But here, just to bring this out right here, so that's the basic context, because this is a basic reasonment here, right? So here we have, there's a view of the distinctive power of motherhood that finds a further expression in some of the ancient Rabbim, Rebbenat, right? Now, I know a lot of people say about rabbi this, rabbi that, such and such, and, you know, they don't even understand what Yeshua is saying, because Yeshua is our rabbi, right? There were those before him that spoke the truth concerning Moshiach, and then when the Moshiach was born, it's like things had degenerated. It's almost like what we have with the 1970 AD Israelites, the same thing going on. When the time was, the people had gone back because the enemy, right? The enemy was sowing the weeds, right? The weeds among the true seed, right? So here we have the distinctive power of motherhood, or what we like to say is the mothership, fatherhood and the mothership, right? Fatherhood because the male with the hood and the circumcision and the, you know, mothership, the ship, the boat, right? And this has a lot to do with birth and the matrix, right? And the seas and the seven seas, seen, sight. So we have the ancient teachings, the Timheret or the Talmud. The word Talmud is the operative word. Don't get confused by these who don't know half original or getting caught up in their brand name ism schism. Right, learn the truth. It's an operative word, teaching. As we say, give us a teaching of His Majesty, the Talmud of His Majesty, the Timheret of His Majesty, and the Midrash, the study. Now, the Rebbenat, they expanded, right, on the biblical conception, the conception of mothers and the mothership as more naturally inclined, according to the nature and the nature, to bestow a nurturing love up on their children. The woman of Yisrael, of Israel, of Yasharel, Yisrael, of Sar of El, the prince of the Almighty, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true Almighty, the true El, they are portrayed as the saviors, right, the saviors of the Hebrew people, of the Yisrael, of the Yehudi people's continuity, the itinuity for continuity, right? The continuity of the divine government, because the kingdom is she, right? When we study the Hebrew, is she, right? The kingdom is she, right? And it belongs to he, the King of Kings, right? Who desire to have children, right? The woman, they desire to have children when their husbands were reluctant to do so. So in the first Aliyah, leading into the second, we get the reasonment behind why the Hebrew and the Israelite husbands were reluctant to do so. So bringing it right here, quote, and there went a man from the house of Levi, there went a man, an ish. Now notice that he used ish. We're not talking English, we're talking Hebrew, right? English is ruining a lot of the black Hebrew's mentality, right? We're talking Hebrew. Wayelek ish, mi beit lewi. There went a man, wayelek, they went from halak, right? Yalak, there went a man, Wayelek ish, me from beit, house of Levi, joining. Did Amram, the man, Haish, refer to in the verse, did he go anywhere? No, lo, nowhere. Now, this being taught by Rav Yehuda Bar Zerina, right? But rather, Amram, he went and acted upon his daughter's advice. Daughter, the bat, as you have bat, right? Where it says that
And he, where it goes right here, it says, there went a man in the house of Levi, and he took a daughter, right? He took a daughter of Levi. He took a daughter of Levi. Why yikach et bat Levi, the bat of Levi, of Levi. So he acted upon his daughter's advice. Now he, as is well known, Amram, the father of Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, he was well known. He was the most eminent. He was the most eminent of his generation, the most eminent Ish. He was the Ha-Ish, Baruch Ha-Ish, right? Baruch Ha-Ish, right? Ashrei Ha-Ish. He was the blessed man of his generation. Now, he was aware of Paro, of the Pharaoh, the great house. There was another administration, like even in America, right? Or even over in England, right? Whether we say Upper Egypt, Lower Egypt, whether England or America, they have different, you know, different prime ministers or different presidents, and they bring in another administration. So another administration came in. So he was aware that Paro had decreed, every son that is born, you shall cast into the river. Every bane, every son that is born, and this is in the last verse, the 22nd verse of the first chapter, the Aleph chapter of Shemot, where it reads right here, it says, Kol habein, ha-yildot, ha-yildota, ha-yora, tashalikuhu, tashlikuhu, every son, call habein, all, call, all habein, all the son, Hayildot, Hayildot, that is born, Hayildot, Hayora, 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 in the Yor, in the river, Tashalikuhu, Tashalikuhu, shall you cast who? Shall you cast him? And every daughter ye yaw shall save alive. Sound familiar, right? We call Habat Te Chayun. So every daughter Te Chayun, Te Chai, will live, will keep alive. You keep alive. So he said, we labor in vain. We put in that walk, right? That walk with our woman in vain. Because they're going to cast the man children. And he was the first to divorce Ishto, his wife, Oset, his Eshet, right? From the word Isha, we have Eshet, pointed in Hebrew as Eshet, but the primary letters, Aleph, right? Sheen, right? And Tau, which can be read as Oset, right? So he was the first to divorce his Oset, his Eshet, his wife. At that, all the other mandem, they divorced their wives. Then his daughter said to him, Abi, father, your decree is more cruel than Paro, than Pharaoh, than the great on, the great house. For Paro, for Pharaoh, has decreed only against the males. Only against the males, while you decree against both males and females. Paro decreed only concerning this olam, this world, while you decree concerning both this olam and the olam haba, this world and the olam, the world to come. Now, since Paro, Pharaoh, is a ratchet, a rasha, the Paro, the ruling Melech, Molech, was Rasha. He was ratchet. He was a Rasha. He's a ratchet man, a wicked man. There's doubt whether his decree will or will not be fulfilled. Because Paro, the Melech, and notice the scripture is very clear, was saying that there arose what? A Melech, right? A king. We have this in the first chapter, verse
8 where it says right here, it says, Wayakam Meleka Hadasha Allah Mitzrayim. Now there arose a new king over Mitzrayim, over Egypt, Asher Lo Yada'a Et Yosef, who knew not Yosef, who knew not Joseph. Huh? He didn't know Yosef, or he was willingly ignorant, right? So what Amram's daughter, and this is implied Miriam, right? What Miriam said to her father, Amram, is that since Paro, Pharaoh, is a ratchet, a wicked man, there is doubt whether his decree will or will not be fulfilled. But since you are Sadiq Ish, you are a Ish who's Sadiq, you're a righteous man, you're a just man. Your decree, what you're decreeing is sure to be fulfilled. What happened? At once, he went and took back Ishto, Oseto, his Oset, Yokabed. We have Yokabed. Now, Yokabed, her name is very interesting. Yokabed. Iyo, Yao, he who be Jah, Yokabed, Kabed, Jah's glory. Her name is Jah's glory, Yokabed, right? You know, there's a one named Ichabod. They say Ichabod Crane, but Ichabod means no glory. Now, if you go to that part of the scripture, you'll recognize why when the Ark of the Covenant was taken from Yisrael, this woman, she gave birth, and she called her child Ichabod. Ichabod, there's no glory because the glory is gone from Yasharel, from Israel, right? So Amram's wife, the wife and the mother of Moshe, of Moses, of Aaron, right, and Miriam, her name, Yokabed, Jah's glory, Yokabed, right? So at once he went and he took Ishto, Oseto, his wife, and so did all the others. Now, while Amram is one of the leading, he's one of the leading Hebrews of his generation, Israelites of his generation, it takes a Isha, right? A woman, his daughter, Bato, his daughter, to recognize and impress upon him the danger to the Hebrew, to the Yisrael continuity, the continuity of the divine government upon the earthly plane, that is implicit in his reaction, or maybe an overreaction, right? Action, right? His reaction to Paro's decree. Similarly, Harebani, they said that Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, on account of the righteous woman of that generation. You can see it clearly in the Exodus narrative. Since they seduce their husbands, while the latter, the husbands, were unwilling because of the decree of Paro, the decree of that evil Melech, the Molech of Mitzrayim, they were unwilling to have children because of the decree that the sons, right, the males, would be thrown into the Nile, into denial, because the Nile was the source of the economy, right? You know, the waters, that was the source of the economy. It was like the main highway, the superhighway, right? The Nile, we'll come down the Nile, and then we'll go up, right, the Red Sea. Right, the Etrabahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Yam Suf, but it will come down the Nile, right? So the Nile was its economy. So think about the destruction of the black boys and the economy of Babylon, the connection there as well, right? So what happened? When they went to draw water, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, blessed be he, blessed be the name, for their sake caused so many small fish to be scooped up into their pitchers that only half of what they drew up was water and the other half was fish. They would then heat two pots, one with hot water and the other with fish, both of which they brought to their husbands in the field. There, the woman, Hanashim, they washed their husbands, they anointed them, their husbands, they fed them, their husbands, and gave them their husbands to drink. There, laying secluded between mounds in the field, they responded to their men. Now, it is the woman's natural maternal inclination that, for Harabinata Harabin, right, ensures the continuity of Yasharel, Yisrael, the Hebrew people. In the picture that's painted by this teaching from the Midrash, this ancient Midrash, it is the Israelite, the Hebrew mothers, matriarchs, emerging as saviors of the Hebrew, the Yasharel Israel family. Here too we see the fundamental connection that the ancient, the sages drew between the mothership and Yehudi and Yasharel Israel and the Hebrew continuity, the itinuity of the divine government on the earthly plane. It was the Hebrew, the Israelite, the Yehudi woman depicted as keepers of the most basic trust and truth, that of preserving the continuity of the Yehudi life, the liberty from one generation to the next. And this is what was brought out right here in going through the nuances, as we went through the nuances in the Aliyot and the reading, the first and the Rishon and the Sheni, the first and the second Aliyot for Shemot, for the RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the 13th Torah reading and feeding, right? As we went through the details of it, it was like you could see it right there. It comes out right there. Because note something, that here, the daughter, right, is not named. Miriam is not named. Moshe's sister, right, is not named. Right, the midwife that she persuades Bataparo, the daughter of Pharaoh, to call for, or we say Hatshepsut to call for, is not named. Right, is not named there. Right, the man that man of the house of Levi, he's not named. Because no doubt, in Mitzrayim, they had other names. They had other names, you know, as many people do coming into, you know, whether Upper Egypt, the latter-day Upper Egypt, England, right, UK, Great Britannia, or Lower Egypt, Americas, right, what happens to a lot of people, they come over here, they have their ethnic, their particular names from their country and their culture, and they adopt, right, they adopt another name, right, to be used in the Western Gentile, you know, system of things, right? But even those names, when looked at the meaning of those names compared to their, whatever their faith may be, right, it's in conflict, and such as here in HaTorah, it's not brought out. Because people always ask, oh, how come the name of this one and that one, right? Because of the Torah, the law that is given concerning such and such things, some names are not named. What's interesting is we get Joseph's name, Safnat Paneach, 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 right? Paneach, Paanki, Paank, right? We get Safnat Paank, we get Ankh, because Ankh basically signifies life, right? He was the hidden life. He was that hidden source of life and liberty. That's why he stresses and emphasizes, even within the narrative, that he was sent there to preserve life, right? To preserve life, right? So from the Hebrew perspective, understanding the ancient Metuneta, ancient dialects in Kemet and Mitzrayim, they understood the relationship of it, and this is the reason that we get Yosef's Egyptian Kemetiu, Kemetic, Mitzrayim, Mitzrishim, his Mitzrishim, right, his Egyptian name, because of the inherent meaning of it, right, does not go against, right, go against anything in HaTorah. We get Asenath, his wife's name, Asenath, and Asenath, if any of you, some of you probably already know, is Nate, either Nate, some say Nate or not, right, Net, Nate, Nate, right, this is a particular, ones might say Netert, Netert, or Netert, Netert, some would say, but Netert, right, a so-called, quote, goddess. But there's another important point. Remember the midwives? Remember the midwives in verse 21, right? In verse 20, it says, therefore, Ha Elohim dealt well with the midwives, the Hebrew midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily. Remember the midwives? Call the midwives, calling for the Hebrew midwives, right? Because they were instructed that when any male children are born to the Ibrit, right, to the Hebrew woman, they're to cast them into the Yor, right, to the river, right, and the girl children, they were to keep alive. But they defied Paro, Pharaoh's decree. So here we get another example of the salvic or saving sense of the Hebrew woman in Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. And it came to pass, because the midwives fear, they reverence, they respect, they reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, right? The Elohei Ibrahim, Ibrahim, right? The Elohim of the Hebrews, right? The Netcher of Netchers, that he made them Beitoch, he made them houses, right? He made them houses. Now the houses, think about what houses? Did you give them a house or something like that for picket fence? No, temples, institutions, right? We say business, but the business here was that preservation of the core element of the continuity of the Hebrew and the Israelitish and Isha, right, people. And then it says right here, it says that he, Ha Elohim, made them houses. And then we have Paro charging all his people, Amo, right, charging his people, saying, every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river. Every daughter, ye y'all shall save alive. Then we pick up here in chapter 2, right, in the Beit chapter, with the preparation of the deliverer and the birth of Mashu, the birth of Moshe, the birth of Moses, and there went a man of the house of Lewi, of Levi, and took a daughter of Lewi. Vayelech isha mibeita Lewi, vayikach et bata Lewi. And here in tribute of the woman, yes I, here, she grew up old, good, strong, yes I.
Kept from your youth, always fighting for the right. and speaking the truth. A woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem, the respect I have for you, that no sin to never end. A woman of Israel, Jerusalem, the respect I have for you, that nothing will never end.